Here's the Marketplace Index for Friday, October 7th. I'm David Brancaccio. It's a program about what's driving today's markets and what this says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. Dow Jones Industrial Average falling 19 points, about 0.2% today, closed at 11,103. The S&P 500 off 9 points, 0.8%. The NASDAQ Composite Index falling more substantially, 27 points, 1.1%. The 10-year bond yield up today to 2.06%. Here is an archaic term. It's not from Canterbury Tales or anything, but you sure don't hear it much anymore. The old-timey phrase is full employment. When so many people have jobs, it's tough to fill positions. Well, them were days. The September jobs report out today shows unemployment in the U.S. holding at a grim 9.1%, 16.5% if you count people who are part-timers or who have given up looking for work. Now, that's from a survey of households, but the government survey of payrolls did show 103,000 more people at work. That was a happy surprise to many experts, especially since the month before, the government had famously said zero jobs were created. Ellen Zentner is a senior U.S. economist at Nomura.
Perhaps because a lot of economists got caught off guard when we got the August employment report showing at that time that no jobs had been created. I think that the pessimism following that report sort of got built into expectations for September, and I think it ended up skewing the expectations to the downside, just this idea that nearly no job creation would continue throughout the fall and possibly into the winter. And so I think economists just became a little too pessimistic, sort of swinging in the other direction.
And as for that lame August employment report, government statisticians took care of that problem today. They revised upward the figures for July and August.
Yeah, they did revise upward. And I would actually say that that's almost more of the bright spot in today's report than the actual standalone September job growth. It's actually that net upward revision of 99,000 jobs in July and August that ended up making the three-month moving average so much better looking. The three-month moving average for job growth as of September is now 96,000. That's about half of where I'd like it to be, but I think it could continue to improve as we move along in the year. And I always have to provide a caveat because we have the dark cloud of Europe looming, and there's this idea that's creeped into the investor mindset that were it not for this dark cloud of Europe, we might actually be affecting a decent and measurable recovery here in the U.S.
Economist Ellen Zentner at Nomura. And we were mentioning black clouds over there. A credit ratings agency today downgraded two of Europe's biggest economies. Italy is now four steps below AAA, the awesome of the credit rating world. Spain is now three notches below. Time now for the Daily Pulse, our offbeat take on the health of the U.S. economy. As China goes, so goes the USA, question mark. A report from the Boston Consulting Group confirms that, yes, China is still growing much, much faster than we are. But now with that growth comes higher labor costs in China. And the more expensive Chinese workers are, the more competitive American workers are. Even though manufacturing jobs in the U.S. were down last month, the report says the U.S. could gain 3 million manufacturing jobs by the year 2020. You can read more about the report and see how we're keeping a finger on the pulse of the economy. Go to our website, marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index on APM, American Public Media.